Hi, this is a dictation for Rayland Gordon, RAYLANDGORDON. Rayland Gordon, date of birth is 10/26/83, and date of accident is 3/4/2021. And date of service is 2/22/2022. Mr. Rayland Gordon is suffering from various pain syndrome, especially focused on the neck and the lower back, 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. Along with this, patient suffers from headaches without major symptoms or TBI except loss of equilibrium. Patient report that his pain in the neck and the lower back is 10 on a scale of 1 to 10, and he already has an MRI done, and his pain level is 10 on a scale of 1 to 10 throughout, with 20% relief described by physical therapy and other considered treatment. ADS that are reported affected are general activity, mood, work, relationship with other people, sleep, and enjoyment of life, 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. Walking ability is affected, 8. The patient reports no radiation of pain to the arm or the legs, and his headaches are reported to be constant. And in the system review, in neurology and psych, patient suffers from anxiety, but no panic, depression, or PTSD. He has no loss of memory, vision disturbances, blackout, seizures. However, headaches are present 10 on a scale of 1 to 10 with constant almost, and they are not associated with any dizziness, vertigo, and no difficulty sleeping is reported. There is a occasional loss of balance, loss of equilibrium. However, he has never been to the emergency room yet, and there is a lack of focus and poor work performance and anxiety. In the pain and numbness, patients suffer from shoulder stiffness, neck stiffness, lower back stiffness, and nerve pain, shoulder pain, or mid or upper back pain. In the GI, patient reports no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, or any other difficulty swallowing or blood in the stool. In the GU, no incontinence, the urine frequency, painful urination, or blood in the urine is reported. In respiratory, patient reports no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient report that his pain level has remained the same, and there are no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, or any other trauma, weight loss, none of them is reported. Current pain medications, patient was provided Norco on the last visit. Substance abuse, none is reported. And compliance is, the patient is fully compliant to the pain medication regimen. Physical examination, the blood pressure is 203 over 144, pulse is 69, and pulse oxygen 98. The patient is, rest of the physical examination is identical to previous visit of 120-2022. Dictation number is 0127-015. Along with diagnosis, the plan of care is as follows. The patient consistently has a high blood pressure. He was advised about information, detailed information, options, and all the treatment. Consequences of not treating of blood pressure of this kind, he must go to the primary care doctor, and he is making an appointment today. And the blood pressure is 203 over 144. And other than that, the patient is had an MRIs that are not available for some reason. We are requesting the record release from previous providers and his attorneys, including a IME if ever done. The patient should, physical therapy once a week in the meantime. He already has done 9 months of therapy, and we'll just focus on the sacroiliac joint mostly and some issue of the cervical and lumbar. In addition, patient remains off work, and housework replacement, transportation help. Maps and labs have been reviewed and new one have been ordered. At this time, we are building up this case. He will continue on his naproxen, Elavil, Skelexin, and melatonin. The narcotic pain medication has been withheld because we do not have the MRI report. End of dictation. Thank you so much.